talking with Scott Bulling with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And Scott, of course, you you work on the crop insurance issues for Farm Bureau. And we've got a fairly important date coming up here pretty quick, mid-March. Tell me about that.
March 15 is the deadline for producers to sign up for federal crop insurance for spring crops. And that would include corn, soybeans, milo, cotton, peanuts, the major crops that we have here in Oklahoma. That they all have that same deadline, and it's important for them to try to get in and see an agent pretty quick.
Now, what are their options as we look at the 2012 growing season?
The biggest one that producers need to be looking at is determining what type of policy they want. There is a multi-peril policy that is the standard that has been there for years. Does not guarantee any revenue losses, but it does guarantee losses against natural perils. Drought, freeze, flood, hot, dry wind, that sort of thing. Then the other option is the revenue policy that is out there, and it's been very popular over the last several years. That policy is available for all the commodities that I mentioned except for peanuts, and they're coming out with one, looks like, for the next crop year. So we're kind of interested to see how that turns out and see what it looks like. But the revenue policy has been very popular as of late, particularly with commodity prices at the levels that they are. I think it's certainly worth producers looking at to try to determine how they can best guarantee revenue per acre, because clearly that's what we're all about. It doesn't really matter how many bushels that we harvest or how many pounds that we harvest. It's how many dollars that we harvest off that acre out there.
Now, I know that we've talked before about that there are some ties between eligibility for things like disaster assistance and this type of thing and crop insurance. Any of that this year?
As far as I know, that still maintains itself. Of course, it all determines whether it's yet to be determined whether there's funding for disaster programs. So if there's not any funding for them, then, of course, it's not an issue. But as of right now, for producers to be eligible for disaster programs, they do have to be insured in some fashion through a federal crop program. So I would suggest that producers talk to their local FSA office and get their views and opinions on what's going to happen with that.
Now, for these guys, you know, most of them have probably already made up their mind exactly what the mix of crops may be, but if they're not quite sure on those spring crops yet, they can still go ahead and make some decisions regarding crop insurance and then maybe change the mix of crops, right?
Absolutely. You can, if you're not sure what crops you're going to be planting this year or how much of those crops, that does not matter at this time. Go ahead and put those crops on the policy. If you plant those crops, you're insured. If you don't plant them, then it didn't cost you anything. So there's no reason to not go ahead and list those crops that are potentially going to be planted onto your policy so that you have that coverage. If you start looking at the long-range forecast, we're still looking at above normal temperatures and below normal rainfalls. We certainly don't want to have a repeat of last year, but yet you know, there's certainly that potential. I certainly urge producers to talk to a experienced crop insurance agent and try to get a plan put together, because this is a policy that can keep them in business.
And really that is all what it's all about, keeping these guys on the land able to plant that next crop. Again, the dates that we're working against right now, Scott.
March 15 is your deadline to sign up for spring crops. It's also the deadline for those producers, those wheat producers, that are wishing to put their crop to another use, is the technical term. But in other words, if they've decided to hay some of their acres or graze some of their acres, then they need to be contacting their agent. For the eastern part of the state, that deadline was March 1. The western part of the state, it's March 15. And then up in the panhandle, that's April 1st. It's also that corresponds with the dates when the cattle are supposed to be off the wheat if they wish to take it to harvest. But those dates are really important. If they short rate their wheat acres, then they, in essence, get a 60% reduction in their premium because they're removing the coverage at that time, and that allows a producer to go ahead and do what he wants with that crop. It's removed. It becomes his crop, and he's on the risk for it from this point forward. But for anyone who's planning to hay or graze some of their acres, again, they need to be talking to their agent very, very soon.
Scott Bulling, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, their crop insurance specialist, visiting with us about that March 15 deadline coming up quickly to basically get locked in regarding spring crops. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.